Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, we want to move on in regards to, you know, today. We want to talk about the word of wisdom, the moment of wisdom today. We need wisdom above all things, you know, and it is the fifth of the month. And we always look at, you know, the proverb chapter that corresponds to that day of the month, which is chapter 5. Yes, he's chapter 5. And we don't, you know, talk about the whole chapter. It's just like, every bit of it's just awesome. God's word is just so wonderful. But today we're going to look at the word, the particular part of chapter 5, Proverbs 5, chapter 5. Verse 22 through 23. Proverbs 5, 22 through 23. Let me read it for you. This is what it says. It says, "The evil deeds of the wicked man ensnare him. The cords of his sin hold him fast. He will die for a lack of discipline, led astray by his great folly." I mean, think about, wow. Man, there is so much packed into that, isn't there?
There's a lot.
You know, one thing I always like to do is like, let's just find out what those words actually mean, you know? You know, one thing with religion, you know, you can say, well, let's just change the meaning of that. It really doesn't mean repent. It just kind of means feel bad about it for a while and then continue in it, right? It doesn't really mean that a dog can return to its vomit or a pig in its mud. It just means that, you know, you'll make it in, but you'll just have mud on you.
Right.
You know, all these, it's crazy. It's like, oh, you know, and I try for a long time because so many people feel that way, that I was like, I want to read it the same way they read it. And I'm like, Lord, why don't you let me read it the way they read it? Because everything in there says the opposite of some of that stuff that's being just promulgated across, you know, the body of Christ. And it's like, you know, permission to sin. And so we're reading here. He says, "The evil deeds of the wicked man ensnare him. The cords of his sin hold him fast. He will die for a lack of discipline, led astray by his own folly." Well, first of all, let's think of the word wicked. Everybody says it's somebody else that's wicked, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not wicked. But think about if you look at this. If you look up the definition, let's just buzz over to the definition. What's the definition of wicked? You're gonna be blown away.
Okay.
You're gonna be blown away. Listen to the definition of wicked. It's evil or morally wrong. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Wash me, Jesus. Think about it. Think about it. It's morally wrong. Mm. Mm. Wicked is morally wrong.
Wow.
So not being wicked is choosing to be morally
right.
Right.
Which can be done through the power of Jesus Christ, not by your own works. But understand that. So when you hear the word wicked, it's like we buzz over that. It's like, I wonder who that is.
Mm-hmm.
Or what's that?
That doesn't apply.
Or they may, you know, somebody may say, oh, I know that person. You know, but no, actually, wicked means morally wrong.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. So, I mean, think about how much wickedness is prevalent today.
Mm.
So then he says, the evil deeds of the morally wrong ensnare them. Ensnare means to catch in or as a trap. It's trapping you. And so the evil deeds of a morally wrong person trap them. So the very thing that one thinks they're getting away with, It's a trap. Think about it. It's trapping you. You know, think about it. This guy says, you know, I'm not addicted to drugs. I've been using drugs now for 35 years and it hadn't affected me yet. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like the evil deeds of the morally wrong ensnare them. And so you're not going to be able to play with sin without being trapped in the sin that you're playing with.
Mm.
There's a remedy for sin. It's the cross. It's trusting in the Lord. But we're just talking about wisdom this morning. We're talking about wisdom, you know, above all things, get wisdom. And then he goes on and says, the cords of his sin hold him fast. And cords means ropes. It's ropes that hold your soul. Your soul is literally tied up and entrapped by a choice to be morally wrong.
Mm.
I mean, for that alone, it wants to make you avoid immorality.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when you think about your soul, I mean, it's like soul ties. Imagine that. It's like having your soul tied to something. And when you think about your soul, because we are spirits that have bodies that possess a soul.
Mm-hmm.
We're born again, boom, our spirit is alive. Our soul has to be renewed. That's why you're, if you haven't yet been discipled, that's why you're still thinking that way. And so understand that. And so then you can have ties to your soul, what you think, what you want, what you feel, what you think, what you, I think I want to feel, I think I want to feel, I think I want to feel, I think I want to mm-hmm. feel, right? And so if you mess around with morally incorrect behaviors, you're going to be ensnared by them. Then you're going to be tied by them. What? Your want is going to be tied. Your think, what you think about, is going to be tied. Mm-hmm. And your feel, what you're going to feel. And all of a sudden, you'll see yourself just literally overtaken by, you know, something that you thought you were going to just dabble in. Now it's dabbling on you. Mm-hmm. That's a nice way to put it. And so then you can actually be ensnared and trapped and tied up, and you can't change your want. I want to do different, but I can't, you know. Mm-hmm. I want to stop thinking about this stuff, but I can't stop thinking about it. And I want to quit feeling this way, but I'm just so drawn to that immoral a situation or relationship or encounter or whatever it was. It's called soul ties.
Mm.
It's called soul ties. And finally, he says, in this particular person who is all wound up and trapped and tied up, he will die. He will die for a lack of discipline.
Mm.
Discipline has been so twisted.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody in today's society begins to properly apply, you know, some form of discipline, they themselves get held captive and put in a trap for what we allow to take place in today's society. And it's, oh, man, mm-hmm. remind me to go there in the future, but we don't have time to go there. But, you know, from, you know, put that, if you put a note of that, you know, that, you know, they won't let you. You know, these very same people won't let you, you know, discipline your children the way they would need to be disciplined. But these are very same ones that will use a 65,000 volt electric stun gun on them. They'll hobble restrain them. They'll put them in electric chairs. They'll put injection into their systems to kill mm-hmm. them. I mean, oh, no, we'll talk about that in the future.
That's right, yeah.
But it's so crazy. It's like, why are you, we should be saying, you know, you have to, if you, we couldn't discipline them, you're going to have to now live with them. You know, and so then he says that he will die for a lack of discipline, led astray by his own great folly. So the discipline is the very thing that we have to have in our life. You have to be disciplined, you know? And if we're not disciplined, then we're led astray. And to be led astray is to leave the correct path. You know, there's a road that we're supposed to be on. It's a narrow road. Wide is the road that leads to destruction, and narrow is the road that leads to eternal life and few that find it, right? The narrow gate.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, led astray by his own folly. And folly is the lack of good sense, foolishness, you know. And it's like, do you really think that's going to keep working for you?
Right.
You know, and you can just relax because they will come back around again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little bit limping, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Like,
and God loves them and God will forgive us. And, you know, just like he demonstrated with the prodigal. But why go through all that, right?
Mm.
And so you think about it, you know, Jesus said, he said, all authority in Matthew 28:18, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded you. Listen, if we don't take time to discipline means training behavior. It does not mean, you know, punishment. It means doing what needs to be done to mold behavior in a right direction that God says it needs to be in. And so, you know, with that, in that we're supposed to be learn God's way, and we have to be disciplined to be able to do that. And he said, listen, you know, not only preach the good news, but teach them my ways and teach them to obey my ways. Mm. And so we, which means that it's not abnormal then for us not to know his ways. It's normal.
Right.
And it's not abnormal for the fact that I've got to be taught his ways. Mm. You're not wrong because you don't know. You're wrong because you choose not to know.
Mm.
Right.
And then that it's a process of learning, which means, you know, you get better at it. You get better at it, you know, and you was basically you're getting more humbled to find that you're just totally trusting God, trying to do it in your own works. And you're amazed, you know, what God's able to do when you let go. We can actually be authentically saved, authentically accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But for whatever reason that we have chosen to not be discipled, to not learn, and to not obey Jesus can have eternal consequences. Mm. Mm. I mean, you think about it. I mean, Peter walked with Jesus. He preached the most awesome first message. Thousands got mm-hmm. saved as he's filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And he says in 2 Peter 2:19 through 21, we're talking about wisdom today. He says, they promised them freedom while they themselves are slaves of depravity. For a man is a slave to whatever masters him. Mm. And he's talking about being tied to your sin, that sin masters you. Mm. I mean, it's not that we're sinless, it's that we're not mastered by sin.
Right.
You know, that Jesus is our master. And then he goes on, listen to this, he goes on to say, and if they have escaped the corruption of this world by knowing Jesus Christ as Lord, and are again entangled in it and overcome, which is the cords, right? The cords of mm-hmm. the sin. They are worse off at the end than they were at the beginning. Mm-hmm. It would have been better for them not even to known the way of righteousness than to have known it and then turn their backs on the sacred command that was passed on to them. I mean, I don't know why. I do know why. Because it's easier to build a crowd when you remove what Jesus said specifically. Mm-hmm. Mm. When we're not preaching on sin, against sin, and we're not preaching on the cross of Christ, when we're not preaching what the blood of Christ really does, it removes the sin. Mm. I mean, it does, when you preach against sin, it brings us all to the reality, I need Jesus and I need him now. It's not just you, it's all of us need him.
Right.
But then Jesus is there with arms wide open going, yeah, the law was a taskmaster to bring you to me. I knew that. That's why they say, holy is the Lord, worthy is the Lamb, because I did that for you. But you're never going to be able to do that in your own works. But let me tell you, you can't avoid this reality and think you're going to end up in the eternity that religion is promising you. And every religion promises somebody something, but a relationship with Jesus Christ promises you eternal salvation with him in heaven before the Father forever. Mm. Is that awesome? Forever.
Yes.
Mm. You know, and just like the proverb says, you know, you can be led astray. You can be led astray. You know, you can be held by the cords of your sin. You know, you can actually, when we think about it, so then how do we defeat this folly? How do we defeat being led astray? I mean, that's a very important thing. I mean, okay, fine. Got it, understood it, lived it, been there. Got a couple t-shirts, right? Right.
Been there, done that, not going back.
Yeah, been by the will of God. Watch me, Jesus. And so, John, that was actually Pat that said he's not going to go back. No mess away. Just want to make a note of that. No mess away. Let's pray for bad today. John 8. 31, 32, Jesus tells us, he says, if you follow my teachings, think about it. He says, if you follow my teachings, well, you already said, go and teach them my teachings and teach them to obey them, right? Mm. What he said, it was a great commission. And so he says, if you follow my teachings, then you're really, I just love that word, you're really, which means some people aren't really, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says, then you're really my disciple. It makes you think, well, if you've never even bothered, if you've been taught you never even have to know, you're not even reading your Bible. You're not even hanging around anybody that's reading their Bible. You're not even bothered to sit down and learn the ways of God. I mean, you got to ask the question then. If you don't even know his teaching, it's are you really?
Mm.
But you can be. I mean, that's not a rejection. It's just like, oh, I found the answer. I want to know him. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to know Jesus Christ as Lord. You know, and so he says, if you follow my teachings, then you really are my disciple. Then, what's that mean? Then that means what? If you know the teachings and you're following them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free from what? From the ties that bind, the cords of sin, being led astray. It's so cool. I mean, he did not leave us here without the wisdom. He left us here with his word, and we need to be able to follow his ways. You know, Jesus, he gave us the authority to be able to, in his name, we can break these soul ties. But listen, you know, it's like an empty house. You can clean it out all day long with an open door. If you don't fill that house with the truths of God, if you don't fill it with the discipleship, with how, what does Jesus say? What is the operator? He created everything that you see. He created you. You're made in his image and his likeness. He knows how it all works. And so you need to find out for your own good, you know, how the maker and creator of the universe, how things are to be. It's called the Bible. It's called the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to do this, I want to encourage you, you can go to iabide.org. And it has, and you go, it's a simple plan. You can request to begin to abide with him, but it has additional information too when you do that about how to begin to be discipled. You know, get with someone, but get started today. Go to iabide.org. So today's word of wisdom is Proverbs 5:22-23. The evil deeds of the wicked man, which is morally wrong, right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So the evil deeds of the morally wrong ensnare him. The cords of his sin hold him fast. He will die for a lack of discipline, led astray by his own great folly. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.